This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Four more people have been diagnosed in an outbreak of a viral pneumonia in Wuhan, a city in central China, as U.S. health officials began screening airline passengers arriving in the U.S. from that area of China. As of Saturday, the Wuhan Municipal Health Commission said the total number of cases stands at 45, with 5 people in serious condition, 15 who have been discharged, and the rest in stable condition. 2 people have died. U.S. health officials have been screening arriving passengers on a direct or on connecting flights from Wuhan at airports in San Francisco, New York, and Los Angeles. Chinese health officials said many of those who became sick worked at or visited a food market in the suburbs of Wuhan. 3 cases have been detected outside China, 2 in Thailand and 1 in Japan, with health officials saying those patients had visited Wuhan before becoming sick. Eastern Libyan Forces Commander Khalifa Haftar has arrived in Berlin on Saturday for a summit aimed at reaching a truce in Libya that starts on Sunday. The UN envoy to Libya said Saturday he hoped but could not predict whether eastern oil ports shut ahead of the summit would be reopened. Ghassan Salameh said the Berlin summit would likely discuss the closures to avoid them dragging on for weeks or months.
Now I can't compel any head of state to raise this rather than that issue, but I won't be surprised that a few participants raised the necessity of keeping the neutrality of the national oil company in place.
Oil export terminals across eastern and central Libya were shut Friday by tribesmen allied with Commander Haftar. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA.